Now let's head back to the gym for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Get back to the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Going to be a jam-packed Chapman Gym here for game number two as the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia get ready to take on the Patriots out of Adams Central. This will be the first and only meeting between these two teams this season. Adams Central in boys basketball is Class B. They are Class C1 in girls basketball. So Adams Central and St. Cecilia will be in different districts and sub-districts as the postseason gets underway. So this is the first and only meeting between the Blue Hawks and the Patriots here this season. Both teams have played extremely well this year. St. Cecilia, a record of 13 wins, 5 losses on the season. The Hawks tripped up a couple of times right at the beginning of the season after they had several football injuries and had only a short week of practice to get ready for their opening weekend. They dropped 2 games to Columbus Scotus and the Bishop Newman to start the season. Also lost a game at the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. Lost a regular season game to Gretna in the early part of January. But the Hawks coming back in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. They won 2 games over Columbus Scotus and Lincoln Christian and lost to Grand Island Central Catholic in the championship ball game 49-43. The Hawks in coming back on Saturday and beating Lincoln Lutheran by the score of 54-49. So St. Cecilia has a record of 13 wins, 5 losses on the season. Those 2 early losses to Columbus Scotus and Bishop Newman will probably keep St. Cecilia out of the wild card chase in Class C1. In order for the Hawks to get back to the state tournament this year, it's widely perceived that the Hawks will have to win a sub-district and district championship. And that sub-district will include the second-ranked Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. But that's on down the road. And St. Cecilia just kind of focused on this week of basketball. As we mentioned, they have got a tough week here this week. After they play Adams Central tonight, St. Cecilia will play second-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic on Friday. And then they'll play in the Heartland Hoops Classic on Saturday and face a team that is ranked number 5 in Class C1. That's Milford. So the next 3 opponents for St. Cecilia have a combined record of 49-5. That's their week this week. Adams Central, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Milford. Those 3 teams are 49-5, and the Blue Hawks will have to face each and one of those teams here the rest of the week. Doesn't get much better for Adams Central either. They've got Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Then they will play second-ranked Ravenna on Thursday night. They will also play in the Heartland Hoops Classic on Saturday as they take on the number 3 ranked team in Class B, that is Gretna. The next 3 opponents for Adams Central has a combined record of 45 wins and 9 losses. The Patriots are sitting at 13-4 on the season right now. Adams Central played in the Luplat Conference Tournament last week. They picked up a win over Wood River in the opener, 52-30, then beat Gibbons 68-38. Adams Central losing to Kearney Catholic in the championship ball game with a Blue Platte Conference Tournament, 59-52. They have also been beaten by Central Catholic, 65-55. Their losses were to Minden in the Holiday Tournament, the championship game, 70-60. And they lost on the road to Ord during the regular season by 20, 56-36. So a good matchup here tonight. We always highly anticipate this one each and every year when these two schools get together and whatever sport. Tonight it's going to be boys basketball. Adams Central and St. Cecilia getting ready to score off here tonight. I'll tell you what, this place is jammed. We are jammed to the rafters as the two crosstown rivals get together here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
This Valentine's Day, fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers. Vibrant roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers and happy Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, and this year open the Sunday before Valentine's Day.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-through, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings Saints to say this place is going to be loud here tonight. Adams Central, they'll be the visiting team here tonight. They'll be in their blue uniform, trimmed and lettered in the white and the red. Their starting lineup will look like this. Jake Fowler, a 5'10" and sophomore, averaging 2 points and two rebounds per game. Matt Obermiller, the 6'2" and senior, averaging 11 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Brady Barrett, the 6'1" junior. Barrett averaging 18.6 points per ball game, 3.8 rebounds per game. Barrett hitting 43% of his field goal tries this year and 39% from three-point territory. Nick Stein is 6'2" and senior. Stein averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. The other starters for Adams Central is going to be Calvin Ott, the 6'3" and senior. Ott is averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia will go with Mike Hannon, the 6'1" junior, averaging 6 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Matt Kissinger, a 6'1" junior, averaging 10 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Chase Bassett, the 5'11" senior. Chase is averaging 1 point and 1 rebound per game. Phil Hamburger, the 6'2" junior, averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds per game. And Zach Stirrup, the 6'10" and senior, averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. So here we go. Hastings St. Cecilia dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. As both coaches mentioned during the pregame show, these guys grew up together and played a lot of basketball against one another. And now they're set to go here in their first and only meeting for the 2010-2011 season. Calvin Ott will jump things off for Adams Central against the future University of Nebraska football player and Zach Stirrup. Ball is in the air. Ball game is underway. It's controlled here by St. Cecilia as the Blue Hawks will shoot to our basket to our left. Hamburger drives to the basket and shot is good and he's fouled. Bill Hamburger takes that baby right to the basket. Grabbed it here on the near sideline, circled around and took it right to the basket and scored. Dalvin Ott picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Patriots. So just 8 seconds into the ball game, St. Cecilia is on the board, and a shot from the free throw line by Hamburger is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Here come the Patriots now. Just underway, 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. With the ball out here is going to be Barrett now for Adams Central. Gets it to Matt Overmiller. Overmiller out here in three-point territory. St. Cecilia will start off in a man-to-man defense. Nick Stein has got the ball. Now to Jake Fowler, deep wing, left side. They get it out to a Brady Barrett now. Between the rings, drives the ball to the elbow. Gives it away to Nick Stein, shovels the ball away. Left side to Overmiller, down low, Calvin Ott. Bounce pass, or skip pass, goes to the right side to Nick Stein. His shot is up and in. Stein throws up a three ball from the right side and scores. So Adams Central, a little patient there against the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense. And Stein hits the three ball from the right side. 3-2, here's a steal now. Nick Stein has got it, gets the ball ahead to Barrett. He drives, shoots, and scores. Barrett scores at the turnover on St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks don't turn the ball over much. Only 11 turnovers per ball game, but that's their first one right there. And now Adams Central is out to a 5-2 advantage over Hastings St. Cecilia after the Hawks scored the first 2 points of the ball game. Here's Hannon in the lane, and he's going to be hit on the arm as he goes up with a shot. Matt Overmiller was there for Adams Central, and he's going to be the guilty party. That's going to be his first team foul on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball, baseline left side. Underneath their own basket, they get it to Mike Cannon out here in three-point territory. Now to Hamburger, inside to Stirrup, back to Phil. Angles into the lane, dumps it off to Stirrup, and shot is up and in. Zach Stirrup scores. He's at 6'10", takes the ball to the hole and scores. 5-4 is the score now. Adams Central has got a one-point lead as the Blue Hawks come back and play a man-to-man defense. Overmiller has got the ball, comes across the top to Jake Fowler, holds it. There's Barrett off of a screen. Now to Stein. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's good. Nick Stein rattles the cage there. He's got 6 points in the ball game on 2 3-pointers. And the Patriots are out on top by a score of 8-4. We're 2 minutes into the ball game here tonight at the jam-packed Chapman Gym. Mike Hannon with the ball. Free throw line extended left side behind the screen. Hannon dribbles the ball to the top of the key. Gets it to Hamburger. Now right sideline to Bassett. They get it inside to Stirrup. He spins. His shot right in front of the basket. No good. Tip tries up and in. Matt Kissinger gets the tip for St. Cecilia and scores. 8-6 is the score. Patriots have a 2-point advantage in the basketball. Fowler's pass down on the baseline. Barrett has got it. He's double teamed. Dribbles into the corner, then launches up a 3-ball. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannon. Hannon gets the ball away now to Hamburger. Long pass ahead. Bassett has got the ball. Chase looking, comes out to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger puts it on the floor, drives the ball to the hole, dumps it away, right side of the lane, back out to the free throw line. A shot by Stirrup is no good. Ball tapped around, picked up on the baseline here. Picked up by Barrett, running back the other way for the Patriots. Long pass ahead. Overmiller chases the ball down in the corner on the left side, drives the baseline, bounce pass into the lane, mishandled there by Calvinott. Now the ball is knocked loose again. The scramble is on, jump ball is called. As Calvinott and Mike Cannon go after the loose ball out here. Jump ball is called, the arrow pointing in favor of the Patriots. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, Cesar Tino. Into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Ashton Dirks. 8-6 is the score. Adams Central has got a 2-point lead. We played about 3 minutes here in this first quarter. Here's Brady Barrett with the ball, works against Cesar Tino. He shoves away. Now we got a foul call, and Cesar Tino just checked into the ball game and commits the personal foul. That's going to be his first, team foul number one on the Patriots here in this first quarter, actually on the Blue Hawks in the first quarter. 8-6 to score. Adams Central with a 2-point lead. Patriots have the basketball. Here's Barrett. Right-handed dribble comes into the offensive zone. Is poked away. Barrett gets it under control. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Now to Stein. Stein puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Overmiller picked up there by Hamburger. Drives the ball. Overmiller takes it down to the baseline. Stops. Comes out to Stein. Angles toward the bucket. His running one-hander is up there and in. Nick Stein is on fire to start the ball game. He's got 2 3-pointers and also a 2-point field goal. Stein with 8 of the 10 points. 10-6 is the score. Adams Central with a 4-point lead. Here's Phil Hamburger with it now for St. Cecilia to Cesar Tino, to Matt Kissinger. And now Adams Central has gone. Well, they're going to stay with a man-to-man defense here. Mike Hannon has got the ball. Comes across the top to Kissinger. They're sagging in on the Zach Stirrup inside. Kissinger on the wing. Lobs it down to Stirrup. Tries to return a pass back to Kissinger. The ball's poked away by Stein, but the ball goes out of bounds. Stein got his hands on it there, but could not control it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. 4:04 to play here in the first quarter. 10-6 to score. Patriots have the lead. Phil Hamburger will inbound the ball on the far side. He gets it to Kissinger. Kissinger out here in three-point territory. Looking inside the block, nothing there. Goes on the wing on the right side now to Hamburger. His pass is deflected, and it's brought down by Adams Central. That's Overmiller. Gets the ball ahead now to Ashton Dirks. He tries to drive it and can't do it. Third turnover already here on St. Cecilia in the ball game. Here's Stein out here in three-point territory. Gets it inside down to Dirks. Dirks tries to put a man in the air and can't do it. Comes out to Barrett for three. A shot, bingo! Brady Barrett throws up an off-balance three-pointer from a couple of feet behind the three-point line, and it rings the bell. 13-6 is the score. Adams Central now leading by 7 points early in the ballgame. Here's a Matt Kissinger with it on the wing on the right side. Gets it out to the top of the key to Sheehy. Now inside his stirrup. A shot rattles out of there, and he's fouled in the play. They worked the ball right inside to Zach Stirrup. He could not convert. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Ott. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 3 on the Patriots. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Zach Stirrup. 2 points in the ball game thus far on a field goal. Zach puts her up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Stirrup has got his free throw shooting average up to 51%. He's now 33 out of 65 from the free throw line. End of the ball game now is going to be Christian Hodson for Adams Central, a big 6'4" junior in there. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Stirrup, so he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Hodson, who has not seen a whole lot of varsity playing time, at least in the games we have done, is into the ball game early. He had a good JV game earlier tonight. Here's a Brady Barrett with the ball down in the corner on the right side to Dirks. Now to Barrett again. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up by Cesar Tino. Barrett takes the ball out of the way and fires up a shot. It's no good, but a foul is called. Cesar Tino has come on and committed two personal fouls here. Now Kevin Asher up in front of the St. Cecilia bench questioning the call here. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Ashton Dirks holds the ball here high above his head. Comes way out on top. That's going to be Barrett. Gets away. Takes it to the elbow. His shot is up there. He buries another one. Grady Barrett has got 7 points. Nick Stein has got 8. They got 15 points on the board. Those two guys are leading St. Cecilia 15-7. Here's Matt Kissinger out on top of Sheehy. He lobs it down low to Stirrup. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. Stirrup will go to the free throw line to try to convert on the three-point play. That's his second field goal. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Hobson. So Christian Hobson, who just checked in there, picks up the personal foul for AC. And now Stirrup back to the free throw line for one. Zach Stirrup puts her up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound tapped around, and it's picked up by Dirks. So 15-9 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Ashton Dirks dribbles to the free throw line. A jump pass goes down on the baseline. It's too far. Goes out of bounds. Trying to take it down to Christian Hobson down there on the baseline. 2:34 to play here in this first quarter. It's 15-9. Adams Central so far has come out and hit 6 out of 7 shots from the field. St. Cecilia 4 out of 6. So Adams Central has made 6 out of 7 shots here in the first quarter. And the Patriots are out on top by a score of 15-9. Stirrup will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Adams Central will pick up the Blue Hawks right here at the 10-second line. Bill Hamburger on the dribble now. Brings it to the left side of the floor. Reverses the ball to Sheehy. Lobs it inside again to Stirrup. Spins down toward the baseline. His little short jumper is up there and in. Stirrup now with 3 field goals and a free throw. He's got 7 points. 15-11. Adams Central with a 4-point lead. Patriots back with the ball. Here's Jake Fowler. Picked up here by Cesar Tino. Fowler brings it over here to Brady Barrett. Free throw line extended to the right side. Brady gets away, dribbles inside the free throw circle. Out to Jake Fowler, down in the corner now to Zach Hollister, who's into the ball game. Here's Stein, 15-footer. It's going to be short. Rebound chased down on the baseline by Barrett. Barrett out in three-point territory. His shot is going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound Stein. So Adams Central getting 3 shots of the hole here on this possession. Stein gets the ball now into the hands of Barrett. Barrett trying to dribble inside. Mishandles the ball, picks it up, goes to Hollister. Free throw line extended left side. Hollister, his pass out near the 10-second line. Fowler has got it now as he works against Caesar. Caesar Tino on defense here. As Fowler takes the ball down the right side of the lane. Dribbles down on the baseline. Now to Christian Hobson inside the free throw circle. Hands it away to Brady Barrett. He penetrates to the elbow right side. Good defense here by St. Cecilia. Here's a Fowler with the ball. 1:17 to play in the first quarter. Fowler picks up the dribble in trouble. His pass now to Stein. He gets away, throws up a 3. His shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound, Cesar Tino. Tino has got it now for St. Cecilia. Gets it away to Phil Hammer. Hustles into the forecourt behind his screen from Sheehy. Works it inside down his stirrup. Down in the corner to Tino. Shot for 3. Rims off. No good. Stein grabs the rebound for Adams Central. Out with pass to the far sideline. Jake Fowler. 2-on-3. Fowler gets it out to Hollister for 3. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Stein. He's knocked down into play, and a foul is called. So Hamburger knocks down Nick Stein. And the foul is going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 3 on St. Cecilia. Into the ball game, Matt Overmiller. Now for the... No, it's going to be Nick Stein checking out. Overmiller is coming back in. Coming back in for Adams Central as well is going to be Ashton Dirks. Christian Hobson comes out. 15-11 is the score. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter with the Chapman Gym. Here's Brady Barrett with the ball now. Brady comes out to a Matt Overmiller. Overmiller trying to get away here. Phil Hamburger right in his face defensively. Overmiller looking to penetrate. Adams Central probably playing for the final shot here in the first quarter with a 15-11 lead. Ashton Dirks pulling Stirrup away from the basket, now drives against the big guy. Down the left side of the lane, now gives the ball away. That's going to be Fowler with it now. Looking at the clock, we're at 15 seconds to go. Fowler hands it away. They get it to a Barrett. As head coach Zach Foster continues to shout instructions out from the opposite end. 7 seconds to go. Barrett dribbles the ball to the top of the key. Now puts a man in the air, and a traveling violation is called. And Barrett trying to work one-on-one there against Chase Bassett. And Barrett is whistled for the traveling violation. That's his second turnover on Adams Central in the ball game. Now Christian Hobson comes in. Going out will be Barrett. 3.9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 15-11 is the score. As Adams Central has got a four-point lead, Mike Hannon inbounds the ball now for St. Cecilia. Gets it here to Hamburger, races the ball into the offensive zone. Stops. Hamburger fires up a three-pointer. Shot good. Does it count? Yes. Phil Hamburger throws up a three-pointer just to the left of the lane as the horn sounds to bring the first quarter to a screeching halt. So Hamburger hits a three-pointer to ignite the crowd here at the Chapman Gym. We have played one in boys high school basketball action here tonight. The score is Adams Central 15, St. Cecilia 14.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
Got in the first ball game, all Hastings St. Cecilia in the girls' contest. The Hawkettes winning over Adams Central tonight by a score of 81-19. 15-14 here. Adams Central has got a one-point lead over the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks in boys high school basketball. St. Cecilia will have the opening possession here in the second quarter. Here's Cesar Tino, drives the baseline, gives it away now to Sheehy. Back out of the wing on the right side. Matt Kissinger holds it. Kissinger. Now goes to Stirrup. Back down in the corner left side. Cesar Tino for three. Shot is off the mark. No good. Long rebound. It comes out to Kissinger. Keeps it alive for the Hawks. Now to Stirrup. Angles in. Goes for the hole. Shot good. You don't stop a frame like that. 6'10". Close to 300 pounds as Zach Stirrup just powers his way to the basket. That's his fourth field goal of the ball game. He's got 9 points now. And St. Cecilia has their first lead here in the second quarter. It's 16-15. Matt Overmiller has got it on the wing. Jumps back, throws up a three-pointer. His shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. So the Patriots cooling down after they hit six out of their first seven shots in the first quarter. Things have cooled off a little bit for AC. 16-15, St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Hamburger comes over to Matt Kissinger. On the wing on the left side, drives the ball now against Fowler. Stomps on the low block. Good defense here by Jake. Lobs it back out here to Stirrup. He holds the ball, dribbles once. Rainbow pass goes to the far side. Hamburger has got it. Now to Stirrup. Again, driving down the right side of the lane. His shot off of the window is good. Zach Stirrup now with 11 points in the basketball game. St. Cecilia leading 18-15. Here's a Jake Fowler with the ball. Fowler now to Matt Overmiller. Comes across the top. Brady Barrett back into the ball game. Brady drives it. Gives it away now to Nick Stein. Stein on the right side of the floor out here in three-point territory. Nick Stein holds it, comes out to Overmiller at the top of the key, dribbles to the free throw line, the ball poked away, and a foul is going to be called. Ryan Sheehy picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Blue Hawks here in the first half. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Hannon. Coming out will be Sheehy. 6:19 to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia's got a three-point lead, 18-15. But the Patriots will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brady Barrett lobs it over here. Now to Stein. To Overmiller. Now to Fowler. Back down low. That's going to be Stein grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring. Nick Stein scores there as they work that baseline. Stein has now got 10 points in the ball game. Barrett's got the other seven. Two guys so far have scored for Adams Central here in the ball game. 18-17. Hannon with the ball on the right sideline to Stirrup. Pass over here to the near side. Now to Kissinger. Kissinger holds the ball against Nick Stein, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the free throw line, gives it up to Stirrup. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound Cesar Tino, and his shot is up and in. Cesar Tino picks up the trash in the lane, a reverse layup, and he scores over his head. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Cesar. 20-17, St. Cecilia leading. Here's a shot by Ott, no good. Rebound, Adams Central, that's Overmiller with the ball. Jump pass comes out on top to Stein. His shot is up there. It is no good, and the rebound comes down to Stirrup. Hamburger was slow in getting out there defensively for St. Cecilia, but Nick Stein could not knock down the three ball. 20-17 is the score. It's a three-point lead. There's Kissinger with it on the wing on the right side, picked up by Stein. Cesar Tino through the lane on the cut. They can't get the ball to him. Now Kissinger to Cesar as he angles in. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound Barrett. The ball poked away and a foul is called. Cesar Tino just picked up his third personal foul. Tino picks up his third. That's going to be team foul number five on the Blue Hawks. And now Zach Foster is up. He wants to call a timeout for Adams Central. Timeout here. 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 20, Adams Central 17.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
So after Adams Central hit 6 out of their first 7 shots, they ended up in the first quarter 6 out of 10 from the field tonight for 60%. Hastings St. Cecilia was 7 out of 8 in the first quarter for 88%. Adams Central out-rebounding St. Cecilia 6-4 in the quarter. Each team had 3 turnovers. Adams Central had 2 steals. St. Cecilia with 1. Adams Central is 3 out of 5 on 3-pointers for 60%. St. Cecilia 1 out of 2 for 50%. No blocked shots in that first quarter. St. Cecilia was 1 out of 4 from the free throw line for 25%. Adams Central did not get to the free throw line in the opening 8 minutes. They still have no free throws in the game. So Adams Central has got the ball now in the second quarter, under 5 minutes to play. Here's a Nick Stein with the ball in 3-point territory. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense. Stein down the right side of the lane, out to Barrett, now top of the key to Fowler. Fowler dribbling with the ball, now to Nick Stein. Drives it down the left side, his jump pass. Calvinott grabs it, shoots and scores. Calvinott scores on the assist from Nick Stein. 20-19, St. Cecilia with a 1-point lead. Hawks have the ball. Here's Phil Hamburger. Hamburger comes over here to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger holds it, now to Chase Bassett. There's Hamburger on the right sideline. Still a man-to-man defense here for AC. Bassett down in the corner to Hannon. Hannon holds it, dribbles once, out on top. Hamburger grabs it. Over Miller right in his face. Right side to Kissinger. Now to stirrup to Kissinger from the elbow. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Barrett. Brady Barrett with the ball now for AC. Left-handed dribble. Switches hands as he brings it into the offensive zone. Now to Fowler out here. Between the rings. Goes over to Nick Stein. On the wing on the left side. Stein dribbling the ball against Hamburger. Stomps in front of the free throw line. Forces up a shot. It's good. Nick Stein now with 12 points in the ball game. Barrett's got his 7 points. Calvinott's now got 2. 21-20. Adams Central reclaims the lead here with 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hamburger has got it at the elbow, left side. Gets it out to Mike Hannon now. Hannon back out into 3-point territory. Matt Kissinger drives around. Stein puts up a short 15-footer. It's going to be no good, and he's hacked from behind. A foul is going to be called here on Stein. He got away from Nick, and then Nick came back and committed a personal foul. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Kissinger. He's a 54% foul shooter on the season. He's 34 out of 63 from the free throw line, averaging 10 points per ball game. He's got 2 so far tonight on a field goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 56% of their free throws so far this year, 46% from the field, and 33% from 3-point territory. Hawks are trailing by 1. Shot is up there. It's good. Now we're tied. So we're tied up at 21 points apiece. 3:31 to play here in the second quarter from a jam-packed Chapman Gymnasium here tonight at Hastings St. Cecilia. Jake Fowler has got the ball, not as Stein. Still a man-to-man defense here for St. Cecilia. Stein dribbles the ball against Hamburger, gives it up now to Barrett. Barrett's long 3-pointer is up there. It's off of the heel of the iron, no good. And the ball goes up and touches the basket support up above the hoop there. It's called out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. So it'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball now with a chance to grab the lead here with 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the second quarter. We're tied up at 21. Hamburger walks the ball up the floor here, left-handed dribble. Matt Overmiller, the future Hastings College Bronco, will pick him up. He lobs it out of stirrup. He spins toward the baseline. Jump passes right off of the fingertips of Hamburger out of bounds. I don't know if Phil was really looking for that one as stirrup spun toward the baseline. Hamburger was on the opposite side of the lane, and St. Cecilia turns the ball over for the fourth time here tonight. We're tied up at 21 with 2:55 to play here in the second quarter. Now Adams Central walks the ball up. The Patriots a team that wants to play this ball game in the 60s and 70s if they can. Here's Nick Stein with the ball at the top of the key. Comes over here now to Matt Overmiller on the right sideline. Picked up by Mike Cannon. Overmiller puts it on the floor. Dribbles back out into three-point territory. There's Fowler with the ball. Comes across the top now to Calvin Ott. There's Nick Stein off of the screen. Nick at the top of the key behind another screen from Ott to the near sideline. Ashton Dirks takes the ball into the paint. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be a traveling violation. Ashton Dirks whistled for a traveling violation as he took the ball right to left across the paint there. Put up an off-balance shot in the lane. That would not go. We're tied up at 21 points apiece. Now St. Cecilia will come back the other way. Phil Hamburger will bring it into the offensive zone. They run this set play as they go over to Kissinger on the wing on the right side to Hannon. Back inside his stirrup. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hey, the big guy taking charge here tonight. Zach Stirrup has got 13 points in the ball game. 23-21. Here's Calvin Ott from 15. His shot no good. Rebound Hannon. Hannon comes to the near sideline now to Kissinger. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Out here in three-point territory to Hamburger. Angles in from the right side. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tap try no good. Rebound Hamburger. Hamburger down on the baseline. Double team. The ball is ripped out of there. And now a foul is going to be called. Fowler came down with the ball. And then a foul is going to be called on Hamburger. Trying to gain it back for St. Cecilia. Phil Hamburger picks up his second personal. That's going to be team foul number six on the Blue Hawks. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Adams Central playing things in here in backcourt. So it's 23-21. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. The Patriots led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 15-14. And now the officials over here at the scorers table making sure everything's all set here. Kevin Ryan is going to check into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. So Kevin Ryan comes into the ball game for Hamburger with a minute and 43 seconds to play until halftime. It's going to be Fowler bringing the ball up now for Adams Central as Zach Foster is up in front of the Patriot bench calling the play. Fowler drives it all the way down the right side of the lane. His shot is up and in. Not much play calling there as Jake Fowler took it coast to coast and drove it down the right side of the lane. Went to the hole and he banks one home. We're tied up at 23 points apiece. We're in the second quarter at the Chapman Gymnasium. Here's Kissinger with the ball. Kissinger comes over to Hannon. Hannon dribbles once, now to Stirrup, still beyond the three-point circle. Picked up by Calvin Ott. Stirrup dribbles once, gets it back into the hands of Kissinger. Brings it back to Stirrup on the right side of the lane. Stirrup holds it, now throws up a 15-footer. Shot's going to be short. Rebound right into the hands of Barrett underneath the basket. Adams Central can pull ahead now with a field goal. We're tied up at 23 points apiece. A minute to play here in the second quarter. Here's a Jake Fowler with the ball, drives it against Ryan, takes it to the left side of the lane, stops there, out on top to Calvin Ott. Ott holds the ball here for EC, into the hands of Stein, looks at the clock. We're down to 44 seconds to play. Stein drives the ball all the way to the basket. His shot is up there, it's no good. Ripping the ball out of there again is going to be Stirrup. Stirrup gets to the near sideline to Kissinger, gets away from Stein, brings it into the offensive zone. 30 seconds to play. Now St. Cecilia will go for the final shot here in the second quarter. Stirrup has got the ball on the far sideline, way out here in three-point territory. Calvin Ott will mosey out there to pick him up. Here's Matt Kissinger with the ball now. Stein right in his face. Both players check the clock. We're down to 14 seconds to go. Kissinger drives it. Bounce pass near side to Hannon. Down in the corner to Ryan. Back out to Hannon. 4-3. His shot is up there. He banks one home. Mike Cannon banks home a three-pointer. Adam Central comes back. Fowler gets the ball to Stein. Stein throws it up with a buzzer. Good! Stein throws it up from about 40 feet away on the left sideline. So not only does St. Cecilia get a late second shot there, they left just enough time on the clock for Adams Central to take the ball down the left sideline, and Nick Stein throws it about a 40-footer at the buzzer. Wow! We are tied at halftime. The score, Adams Central 26, Hastings St. Cecilia 26. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-8816. 9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central going toe-to-toe here tonight. Patriots 26 and the Blue Hawks 26 at the halftime break. Adams Central got out to a 5-2 lead in the ball game. Had a 7-point lead at 13-6 in the first quarter. Then 15-7. But then the Hawks scoring the final 7 points of the quarter, including a 3-pointer as the horn sounded, and it was just a 15-14 ball game after their first period. St. Cecilia came back to grab a 16-15 advantage. The Hawks led 18-15 and 20-17 before Adams Central comes back to reclaim the lead 21-20 with 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the first half. We were tied up at 21, tied up at 23, and then an exchange of 3-pointers there at the end, and we're tied up at 26 points apiece here at halftime between the Blue Hawks and the Patriots. We'll come back and check the scoring. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Fun food, nonstop sports action, breakfast served on the weekends, and play Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill. Rivals is celebrating its first anniversary Saturday, February 19th. Celebrate with food and drink specials and prizes all day, even some free refreshments. A live band starting at 9. The first anniversary celebration of Rivals Bar and Grill, Saturday, February 19th. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop. Look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures! Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Chapman Gymnasium. Good ball game so far. 26-26. Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central. Just had to take a little break there on Split the Pot because we were all included on that baby. Media Row all had tickets and were shamefully ready to announce that none of us won. Bob Hamer from the Grand Island Independent on hand. Gino, who's inducted into the Hastings Catholic Schools Association Hall of Fame tonight. He's a loser in addition to yours truly for some $300 and Split the Pot here tonight at Hastings St. Cecilia. Good ball game, though. 26-26 is the score. The Hawks being led so far by Zach Stirrup. He's a man on the mission here tonight. Stirrup has got 6 field goals, and he's 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 13 points in the ball game. Phil Hamburger has knocked down a 3 and a 2. He's 0 of 1 from the free throw line. He's got 5 points. Matt Kissinger has got a field goal, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 3 points. Mike Cannon has knocked down a tray. He's got 3 points here at halftime. And Cesar Tino has got a field goal and 2 points, but Cesar also with 3 personal fouls here in the first half of play. St. Cecilia is 2 out of 6 from the free throw line here in the first half. Adams Central has not been to the free throw line yet tonight. Nick Stein is leading the way. He has got 15 points in the ballgame. Stein has been averaging 11.6 in the season, but he is on fire here tonight. He had a couple of early 3-pointers in the ballgame. Stein then hit one late there at the buzzer at the end of the second quarter. So So Stein has got 3 3-pointers, and he's got three 2-point field goals. So he's got 15 points here at halftime. Brady Barrett has got 7 points. He's got 1 3-pointer, and he's got 2 2-point field goals. Jake Fowler has got a field goal for two. Calvin Ott has got a field goal for two. That is it, as Nick Stein is carrying the load so far for Adams Central, as the Patriots have no free throws in the first half of play. Turnovers, there's not been too many. St. Cecilia has got 4. Adams Central has got 4 in the ball game. Shooting in the first half for St. Cecilia, the Hawks are hitting 12 out of 20 from the field for 60%. Adams Central, 11 out of 21 for 52%. On three-pointers in the first half, St. Cecilia was 2 out of 4 for 50%. Adams Central was 4 out of 8 for 50%. Free throws again, St. Cecilia 2 out of 4 for 50%. Adams Central on free throws. Actually, St. Cecilia was 2 out of 6 for 33%. Adams Central has not been to the free throw line so far tonight. A couple of no-block shots for either team in the ball game. St. Cecilia has got 1 steal. Adams Central has got 2. Rebounds right now, they're about even as well. St. Cecilia's got 11. Adams Central's got 10. And each team has got 3 offensive rebounds here in the ball game. So the statistics are close. The score is close. We're dead even. It's 26-26 between Hastings St. Cecilia and Adams Central here tonight. Again, in the girls' ball game, it was over before it got started. St. Cecilia got onto a 22-8 first quarter lead, then outscored Adams Central 25-5 in the second quarter. The Hawkins had a 47-13 advantage at halftime, then outscored Adams Central 21-1 in the third quarter, got out to a 68-14 lead, and the Hawkettes go on to beat Adams Central tonight by a score of 81-19. In those middle two quarters, in the second and third, St. Cecilia outscored Adams Central 46-6. Hawkettes are now 16-3. Adams Central drops to 7-12. The Hawkettes got 16 points tonight from Chanel Farmer, 13 from Cherise Farmer, 12 points from Libby Kissinger, and 10 points from Tessa Kalupa. Nobody in double figures tonight for Adams Central. Bailey Parr led the way with 5 points. But again, the St. Cecilia girls basketball team blasting Adams Central tonight by a score of 81-19. Next action for St. Cecilia will be Thursday night. They'll take on the Sutton Phillies in Sutton in their final regular season ball game. We'll have it for you here on 1230 KHIS, 7:30 for the tip-off, 7:15 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central drops to 7-12. They'll take on Ravenna, the team that won the Luplat Conference Tournament a week ago. This will be a regular season meeting on Thursday night out at the Patriot Gym. So we're tied up 26 points apiece here at halftime of our boys' contest between the Patriots and the Blue Hawks. We'll come back with the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Yeah, we touched about during the pregame show, the next three games for each of these teams, brutal. St. Cecilia will face teams that have a combined record of 49-5 the rest of the week. Adams Central has got 3 games. Their combined records of their opponents at 45-9. Great ball game here tonight, though. We're tied up at 26. Adams Central with the opening possession, and they turn the ball away. They had it on the wing on the right side. They tried to lob her down near the Calvinott, and the ball went out of bounds. That's the 5th turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. So St. Cecilia will come back the other way. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half. Hamburger again trying to backdoor play there to Kissinger. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. So about the same thing as Adams Central tried on the other end. Adams Central turns it away. St. Cecilia at least gets a shot away as Kissinger was fouled on the play. Brady Barrett will foul him. That's going to be his first. So Matt Kissinger, the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. His shot is up there. It's good. Kissinger now with 4 points in the basketball game. He's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Kissinger, a 54% foul shooter in the season. St. Cecilia with the lead, 27-26. Next shot is up there. It's good. So St. Cecilia, this seesaw battle, has got the lead here in the third quarter. It's 28-26. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball. Walks it down the right sideline. Now on the trot, takes it down the right side of the lane. Reverses the ball. Gets it out here to Brady Barrett. Takes the ball into the paint. Jump pass comes to the near side. Overmiller sets for a three. Big goal. Matt Overmiller hits the three ball. That's his first field goal of the ball game. And it's now a 29-28 ball game. Adams Central with a one-point lead. We're in the third quarter. Here's Stirrup with the ball. Comes to Hamburger. Hits him in his back. He wasn't looking for it. It's picked up here by Barrett. That's a turnover on St. Cecilia. Barrett has the ball knocked loose from behind. It goes out of bounds by Hamburger, who gets back there quickly defensively. Knocks the ball out of bounds, so St. Cecilia will stay here on defense. Adams Central inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Barrett holds it here. Brady looking. Finally comes way out on top. Jake Fowler has got it now across the top to Stein. He drives the ball against Hamburger. Goes for the hole and shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Outlet pass to the far sideline. Kissinger has got it. Picked up by Fowler. He drives the ball to the basket. Shot good. Matt Kissinger scores for St. Cecilia. He's got 7 points in the ball game. And the Hawks are back out on top with a score of 30-29. Fowler to Overmiller. Shot for three. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound Barrett on the right side of the lane. Brady with his back to the basket. Now dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Fowler holds it here as he gets some instructions from Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. Fowler back out near the 10-second line. Jake dribbling with the ball against his man-to-man defense. Fowler moves to his left, now reverses the ball, gets it into the hands of Nick Stein. Stein powers it inside, now kicks it back out to the right sideline. A shot is no good there by Barrett. Rebound comes down to Ott. Gets it back into the hands of Nick Stein. Now to Fowler, to Matt Overmiller. He drives the ball toward the basket. He's cut off there on the little block on the left side. Back up to Stein at the top of the key behind a screen from Ott. Calvin rolls down the lane. They can't get the ball to him. Over to Jake Fowler down the wing on the right side. There's Overmiller. His little short jumper is up there. It's too strong. The ball poked down and is picked up by Kissinger. Matt Kissinger has got the ball for St. Cecilia down the left sideline. 5:44 to play here in the third. 30-29, St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Kissinger now to Hamburger. Left side to Hannon. Lobs it left side of the lane. Stirrup hops inside. His shot is up and in. Zach Stirrup now with 15 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia with a three-point lead, 32-29. Ott with the ball. Down to Stein. Gets it to Brady Barrett. Right sideline. Jake Fowler holds it against Kissinger. Down on the baseline again to Overmiller. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Overmiller with a 3 and a 2 to start off this third quarter. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Adams Central back within one. 32-31 is the score. 5:06 to play in the third. Bill Hamburger walks the ball across the midcourt stripe again. Adams Central has been man-to-man all night long. They'll be man on this possession. Here's Kissinger with the ball right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Two-handed pass comes out to Hannon. Now to Chase Bassett. Bassett behind his screen. Moves it to the top of the key. Now Hamburger on the right side. There's Matt Kissinger at the top of the circle again. Gives it up. Now to Hannon on the left side. A three-pointer is put up there. It's no good. A rebound here to Jake Fowler down the near sideline. Right-handed dribble. Pulls up at the arc. Now to Overmiller. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. A rebound goes to the corner. It's picked up there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. 4:27 to play here in the third quarter. It's 32-31. St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Kissinger comes across the top to Hamburger. They get it inside the stirrup. He spins toward the baseline. His shot no good. Ball is loose in the lane, being poked around. It's picked up by Stein of Adams Central. Long pass down to Ford. It's knocked away from Overmiller, and the foul is called. Matt Kissinger runs into Matt Overmiller. So Kissinger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Here comes Ashton Dirks back into the ball game now for AC. Overmiller will check out. Sheehy will check in now for St. Cecilia. And Stirrup will come to the bench. 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with a one-point lead over Adams Central. It's 32-31. Ashton Dirks will play things in to Barrett. Barrett hands it now to Jake Fowler, and Jake will set things up out here. They'll run the play. Comes over here to Nick Stein. Deep wing, left side. Gets it out of Barrett. Drives it. Gives it up now to Fowler. Two-handed pass goes to the right side. Calvin Ott holds it on the wing. Taubman down on the baseline now. That's Stein. Looking good away out here in three-point territory. Got a Jake Fowler. He drives the ball against Kissinger. Down the left side of the lane. Cut out there by Cesar Tino. Now he's got to get rid of it. Does so. Ashton Dirks. Dirks out here in three-point territory. Circles around. Ashton dribbling with the ball. Out to Jake Fowler. They get it to a Brady Barrett. Left side of the lane. He drives the ball against Hannon. Goes for the basket. His shot no good. And he's fouled in the play. The Patriots again showing a little patience there in that possession. And finally they get a foul called here on Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line now for Adams Central is going to be Brady Barrett. Barrett has got 7 points in the basketball game. He's got a three and a couple of two-point field goals. His first free throw of the night is up there and in. Barrett is 76% foul shooter in the season. He is 52 out of 68 coming in here. Here comes Zach Hollister into the ball game now. Coming out for a short breather will be Nick Stein. Stein still the leading scorer for the Patriots tonight with 15 points. Here's the next shot from the line. It's going to be no good by Barrett, so he makes one out of two. And we are tied again at 32 points apiece. 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the third quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks have the ball. Hamburger out on top to Tino. Brings it back to Hamburger from the right sideline. Shot for three is no good. Rebound Sheehy. Sheehy caught in the lane. Tries to get the ball away to Hamburger. He mishandles it. It's picked up here by Ashton Dirks. Dirks running back the other way. Loses control. Down in the corner. Now picks it up and comes out to Jake Fowler. Inside. They get the ball inside to Calvin Ott. Turnaround jumper over Sheehy. No good. Rebound comes down to Cesar Tino. Cesar runs her back the other way. Across the timeline. All the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. And he's fouling the play. On the way in. Cesar Tino takes off like a rocket. Takes it right to the hole there and draws a personal foul on the drive. It's going to go on Zach Hollister. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Zach Stirrup also coming in will be, also coming in for Adams Central is going to be Christian Hodson. We're tied up at 32 points apiece. 2 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the third period. St. Cecilia plays it in. Hamburger out on top now to Matt Kissinger. Cesar Tino. Down in the corner, Ryan Sheehy works it inside to Zach Stirrup. Double team comes out to Hamburger. Hamburger down in the corner. Sheehy from 15, shot good. Ryan Sheehy hits his first field goal of the ball game. 34-32. Blue Hawks now with a two-point lead. Zach Hollister with the ball for AC. Comes out now to Jake Fowler. He holds it out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass inside is going to be kicked out of bounds. Matt Kissinger got his foot on it there for the Blue Hawks and knocked the ball out of bounds. Here comes Matt Overmiller back into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Jake Fowler. 2:29 to play in the third. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead, 34-32. Brady Barrett has got the ball now as he turns and just hands it away to Ashton Dirks. Ashton back out here in three-point territory. Near the 10-second line, picked up by Ryan Sheehy. Dirks now comes to the near side of the dribble and dribbles to the top of the key. Dirks putting on a dribbling exhibition out here in three-point territory. Now Overmiller as he dribbles behind his back. We're down to 2:06 to play here in the third. 34-32. Hastings St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Overmiller trying to drive inside. Gets away from Kissinger and then runs into Sheehy. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Kissinger. Good defense there by St. Cecilia. Down the right sideline. Cesar Tino has got it. Lobs it inside to Stirrup with his back to the basket. To Cesar for three. Shot good. Cesar Tino now with 5 points in the ball game, and this is the biggest lead of the contest now, 37-32. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Barrett works the ball inside. Ball's going to be stripped loose. It's picked up by Stirrup, and he throws the ball out of bounds. So St. Cecilia got the turnover, but then Stirrup rifles the ball out of bounds on the right sideline. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Bassett. Kissinger will come out. 1 minute, 32 seconds to play here in the third. St. Cecilia now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 5 points. At 37-32, or their biggest lead at least since the first quarter. Well, that was Adams Central who had the lead in the first quarter at 15-7. So the Patriots have led by as many as 8 points, and now the Blue Hawks have led by as many as five. Here's Nick Stein with the ball at the free throw line. Off balance shot is up there. It's good. Nick Stein scores. That's his first field goal of the third quarter. 37-34. St. Cecilia now with a three-point lead. Bill Hamburger on the dribble of Cesar Tino. Tino out in three-point territory. Gives it away now to Ryan Sheehy. Adams Central matching up man-to-man. Stein will guard Sheehy loosely there. That was Cesar Tino inside his Stirrup. Back out to Sheehy to Stirrup. Left side of the lane. Zach with his back to the basket. Down in the corner. That's going to be Cesar Tino. Puts it on the floor. Comes out now to Sheehy. McKee, who holds it out here in three-point territory. Inside to get it to Stirrup. He spins toward the basket, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Christian Hobson. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number three on the Patriots. Zach Kierkegaard is into the ball game now for Adams Central with 40 seconds to play. There's a Stirrup with the ball out here in three-point territory. Down to Sheehy. He hands it to Hamburger. Down to 35 seconds to play here in the third. Sheehy sets a screen, trying to free up Hamburger here. But Overmiller gets by the screen and picks him up out here. There's Chase Bassett now with the ball. Bassett gets it to Sheehy. To Hamburger. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Hamburger just holds it here. Out near the 10-second line. Overmiller sneaks out there to pick him up. Now Hamburger gets away on the dribble. Takes it down the right side of the lane to Sheehy. Free throw line jumper good. Sheehy now with 4 points in the ball game. It's another 5-point lead. 39-34. Hodson with the ball. Hodson now to Fowler to Overmiller for three. Shot is up there. Good. Three-pointer at the buzzer. In each quarter, we have had somebody hit a three-pointer. The first, second, and now the third. Matt Overmiller knocks down a three-pointer at the buzzer. And that gets Adams Central within 2 points. At the end of three, Hastings St. Cecilia 39, Adams Central 37.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that blue is coming up on April 9th. We start the fourth quarter, 39-37. Hastings St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. It was tied up at 26 at halftime. And now Adams Central has gone to a little bit of a zone defense, it looks like, here to begin the fourth quarter. So Hamburger has got the ball in the high post to Stirrup. Down in the corner to Sheehy. Cross-court pass comes over here to Cesar Tino. Tino to the free throw line now to Stirrup. Wide open. His shot is up there. It's good. Big guy steps away from the basket and scores from the free throw line. He's got 17 points in the ball game. And St. Cecilia now has got a four-point lead, 41-37. Adam Central comes back. St. Cecilia will stay with a man-to-man defense to begin the fourth. Here's Brady Barrett with the ball. Out on top of the ball is going to be poked away. It's loose and it's going to be picked up here by Hamburger. Turnover number eight on Adam Central. Hamburger drives into the basket. Shot good. Hamburger now with seven. St. Cecilia has got a six-point lead, 43-37. Here's Brady Barrett from the corner. His shot for three is going to be no good. Stirrup grabs the rebound. Outlet pass comes to Sheehy. Sheehy now to Hamburger. Now head coach Kevin Asher, the head man for St. Cecilia, says, hold up, let's run the offense here. 6:45 to play in the fourth quarter, 43-37. Adams Central trailing in the ball game. Sheehy works the ball inside to Stirrup, goes for the basket, a shot no good. Rebound Ott for Adams Central. Sheehy misses one from, Stirrup misses one from point blank range, and now Barrett comes up there, throws down the basket, draws some contact in the lane, and gets the field goal to count, and he's fouled in the play. The basket's going to count here. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Sheehy. Brady Barrett gets the field goal. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, 43-39. Adams Central down by 4 points. Matt Kissinger comes into the ball game. Sheehy will check out. 6:31 to play. And Barrett will go to the free throw line, and now we've got a timeout called here. Zach Foster wants to call a timeout for Adams Central. 6:31 to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break for the score. St. Cecilia 43, Adams Central 39.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance.
Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 6:31 to play in the ball game, 43-39. St. Cecilia out on top here in the ball game. Barrett goes to the free throw line. St. Cecilia hit 5 out of 6 shots in the third quarter for 83%. Adams Central is just 4 out of 11 for 36%. Shot from the free throw line by Barrett is good. Barrett now with 11 points in the basketball game here for Adams Central. It's now a 43-40 ball game as the Hawks have got a three-point lead. Matt Kissinger with the ball as Adams Central goes back to a man-to-man defense. Hamburger spins on the baseline. His shot no good. Tip try by Stirrup, no good. Rebound, Zach. Follow shot, good, and he fouled. Zach Stirrup keeps after it there for the Blue Hawks. He is fouled in the play. And now he'll go to the free throw line, 4-1. Dalvinot picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Stirrup now with 19 points in the basketball game. He had 13 of those in the first half. Stirrup is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. The Hawks have a 5-point lead. It's 45-40. Zach Stirrup sets to the line. His shot is up there around the rim and falls off. No good. Rebound Ott. So 45-40 with 6:10 to play. Now the right sideline is going to be Barrett. Jump pass comes out to Ashton Dirks for three. Shot good. Ashton Dirks hit that three ball. 45-43. So Ashton Dirks, a big bucket there for the Patriots. Under 6 minutes to go. 2-point lead for St. Cecilia. There's Matt Kissinger with it now. Comes to Hamburger. Now to Bassett. Bombs it inside again to Stirrup. Back out to Hamburger. To Kissinger. Left side of the lane. Sends it down in the corner. Cesar Tino for three. Shot good. Cesar Tino. We have seen that time and time again throughout the season. Cesar Tino from the deep left corner hits a three ball. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 48-43. Adams Central comes back with the ball. Calvin Ott backs up against Stirrup. Can't go up with a shot, though. There's a Barrett down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. Kissinger grabs the rebound. Matt Kissinger dribbles out of there. Now the Hawks will hold things up. Kissinger gets the ball into the hands of Hamburger. Here comes St. Cecilia with 5:10 to play. The Hawks now have a 5-point lead, 48-43. Bassett with the ball. Now to Kissinger on the right sideline. Adams Central in the man-to-man. Here's Stirrup. Now to Cesar Tino on the left side again. Tino comes back out to Stirrup. 1 foot in the free throw circle here. Now backs it on out. Gets it off to the left side to Chase Bassett. Holds it. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger behind the screen from Stirrup. Runs into Calvin Ott. Comes out into three-point territory. Now sends it back inside to Stirrup. Now to Hamburger. Drives it down to the left side of the lane. Powers his way to the basket. Shot good. Hamburger now with 9 points in the ball game, and now St. Cecilia's open up a 7-point lead over the Patriots with 4.5 minutes to play. It is 50-43, and Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia getting the penetration down the lane. 4 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break for the score. St. Cecilia 50, Adams Central 43.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI.
1230 KHAS.
In the second half, St. Cecilia 10 out of 14 from the field. Adams Central in the second half. They have hit only 6 out of 6 out of 15 shots for Adams Central in the second half. The Patriots pound the ball back inside it. Here's a personal foul called on Stirrup. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line is going to be Nick Stein. Stein had 15 points in the first half. He had 11 in the first quarter. He's now got 17. As Stein will have his first free throw. This is only the fourth free throw of the night for Adams Central. That's up there. It's no good. Brady Barrett's the only other guy to get to the free throw line tonight. He was 2 of 3. Nick Stein is now 0 for 1. Stein will have one more. He's sent to the line. His shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Stirrup. So it's 50 to 43. Adams Central is trailing by 7 points. Here's Phil Hamburger with the ball picked up there by Overmiller. High post. They get the ball to Stirrup right at the top of the circle. Over to Kissinger on the right side. Kissinger holds it. Gets away from Stein. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Hamburger. We're down to 4 minutes to play. Here's a Kissinger with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. He's open. Takes the ball under the paint. Down in the corner to Cesar Tino, to Hamburger. Now to Bassett. Bassett over here on the right side. Now to Matt Kissinger. We'll see if St. Cecilia likes to run some time here. Kissinger gets away. Spins in the lane. Tries to go for a shot against Stein. Alley-oop goes down in the corner on the left side. Goes to Hamburger. Hamburger tries to drive the baseline. Now he does. Puts up a shot off of the window. No good. Rebound. Hamburger. Follow shot is up and in. Bill Hamburger on the offensive boards and a putback. As now St. Cecilia leading by a score of 52 to 43. The Patriots have gotten cold here from the field. Now we've got a drive. It's going to be Barrett taking the ball to the hole, and a foul is going to be called on Chase Bassett. That's the first foul on Chase. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks. Adams Central inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Stein in the corner. Gives the ball to Overmiller. Around the horn they come. That's going to be Fowler with the ball. Now to Barrett. Takes the ball into the lane. He's in a lot of company there. And now he loses the ball out of bounds. It was knocked out of his hands. So it's going to be Adams Central inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, the Hawks have a 9-point lead, 52-43. Overmiller goes for the basket. It's not going to be blocked down by Stirrup. And now we've got a foul called. A foul is going to be called here on Overmiller. There was a block inside by Zach Stirrup. He just swats that one out of the air. And then Overmiller commits the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Now we're down to 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play, and the Patriots are going to have to turn up the heat defensively. They're going to attack in backcourt now. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Brings it across the midcourt stride behind his screen. Moves it to the left sideline. There's a bounce pass. He's being knocked away. Picked up by Cesar Tino. His shot's going to be blocked down by Stein. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Nope, they're going to say it was last touched by Fowler. So Stein gets a block here on this end. And now Kevin Asher is up. He wants to call a timeout for the Hawks. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 52, Adams Central 43.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia has outscored Adams Central 13-6 in the fourth quarter. 52-43 is the score. The Hawks have the advantage now with 3:02 to play in the ballgame. Stirrup will inbound the ball to Kissinger. Brings it back to Stirrup on the baseline. To Kissinger on the deep wing. Left side, Adams Central in an attacking man-to-man defense now. Matt Kissinger retreats back out here into three-point territory. Stein will come out and guard him. And now Stein tries to poke the ball away and commits a personal foul. The second foul on Nick Stein. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Adams Central here in the second half of play, so no free throws. And the Blue Hawks will play things in off of the far sideline. Phil Hamburger will play it in. The Stirrup back to Hamburger. Angles in from the wing on the left side. He goes for the basket. His shot is good. Will it count? He was fouled away in. Hamburger got the field goal to go down. The official calling the foul, and he comes over to the scorer's table here. The basket will not count, and the personal foul is going to be called here on Brady Barrett of Adams Central. That's going to be the second foul on Brady, and going to the free throw line will be Phil Hamburger. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 0 of 1 from the free throw line tonight, 63% foul shooter. His shot is up there, and the shot rims off no good. He won't get the second one as he misses the front end of the bonus, and the rebound comes down to Calvin Ott. Ott gets the ball away now to Jake Fowler. 2:36 to play. The Patriots are down by 9 points, 52-43. Fowler goes over to Barrett on the far side. He loses the ball out of bounds. All over him defensively was Chase Bassett. Good job by Bassett. Brady Barrett had a problem with the pass there. He lost it out of bounds. 9 turnovers now at Adams Central. St. Cecilia will inbound. 2:27 to play in the ball game. 52-43. Blue Hawks have the lead. Matt Kissinger with the ball. Brings it across the 10-second line. Kissinger brings it back to the center of the floor. Now he picks up the dribble. Gets it away. Chase Bassett. Bassett now back to Matt Kissinger. Picked up there by Barrett. Gets away, takes it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there and a scoop shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. That's Barrett with the ball. Brings it back 3-on-3 to the basket himself. His shot, no good. Foul's going to be called on the rebound as Calvin Ott goes over the back of Cesar Tino. 4 fouls now on Ott. 2 minutes exactly to play in the ball game, 52-43. And now he walked to the other end of the floor. That's going to be the 7th team foul, actually the 8th team foul, called on Adams Central. So now Cesar Tino to the free throw line for a 1-1. Tino has got 8 points so far tonight. He's a 73% foul shooter on the season. He's 31 out of 42. Cesar Tino to the free throw line, and his shot is up there right through the hole. And now St. Cecilia's got a 10-point lead, 53 to 43. Again, the Patriots have scored only 6 points here in the fourth quarter. Cesar Tino will have one more here. For the Blue Hawks, his shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Overmiller. So a 53-43 advantage now with a minute and 55 seconds to play in the ball game. Brady Barrett with the ball, now to Overmiller. Overmiller holds it out in three-point territory, takes the three-pointer. His shot's going to be off of the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Tino. Maybe an ill-advised three there by Matt Overmiller. There's Hamburger now with the ball for St. Cecilia. Comes out to stirrup. They're in the offensive zone. Now we got a foul that's going to be called out here. They go on Stein. That's going to be his third. It's about the only thing the Patriots can do now, and that's send St. Cecilia to the free throw line late in the ballgame. 1:33 to play. It's 53-43. St. Cecilia not a real good foul-shooting team, hitting 56% for the season. Matt Kissinger to the free throw line. He's 3 out of 4 so far tonight. This will be a 1-1 situation. His shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Calvin Ott. He's going to dribble himself down the right sideline. Gets it ahead now to Ashton Dirks. Dirks now to Nick Stein. He powers his ball down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's good. Stein scores off the window. He has now got 19 points in the ball game. And now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Adams Central, 1:22 to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break for the score. St. Cecilia 53, Adams Central 45.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings. At Pat's, our mechanics are ASE certified, so you can count on the job being done right. We are your Exhaust Pro installer, also from routine maintenance to the more complicated problems, we can handle it. Give us a call today at Pass Auto Repair and Towing and Exhaust, 463-9607, 305 South Denver.
And now online at patsautorepair.com.
1230 KHAS.
Looking ahead for the next game for both of these teams, Adams Central will play second-ranked Ravenna on Thursday. Hastings St. Cecilia will play second-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic on Friday. And both of these teams will be involved in the Heartland Hoops Classic on Saturday up in Grand Island playing ranked teams as well. 53-45 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. St. Cecilia will inbound. Hamburger gets it into Cesar Tino on the right sideline. Tino picked up there by Barrett. And now we got a foul call on Brady. That's going to be his third. And that's going to send St. Cecilia to the free throw line again. Adams Central has shot only 5 free throws all night long. 13 free throws for Hastings St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino to the free throw line. He's 1 out of 2 so far. And now Adams Central is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half, so this will be a 2-shot opportunity for Cesar, and his shot is up there. It's good. Cesar now in double figures with 10. Zach Stirrup is leading the way for the Hawks. He's got 19 points. Phil Hamburger's got 11. And the St. Cecilia lead is back up to 9 points at 54-45. Cesar Tino will have one more. Sets. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and rattles out there. No good. Rebound Ott. Dalvin Ott quickly back up the floor now. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone for AC. Bounce pass to Ashton Dirks. Picked up by Cesar Tino defensively. On the right side is Barrett. Throws up a three-pointer. Shot no good. Rebound loose. It comes out here. It's going to be picked up by Stein. Stein's three-pointer is put up there. It's good. Nick Stein throws up a three-ball and a timeout. Adam Central. 56 seconds to play now in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 54, Adams Central 48.
It's hard enough working the land, contending with the weather, insects, and the market prices. With the Zuzu diesel irrigation power units from Husker Power Products, you'll have one less thing to worry about. Year after year, Zuzu power units are better than any other engine in the field. See your Zuzu engine dealer, Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM-powered LP and natural gas high-efficiency irrigation engines. Parts and service, too. Call Dave at 463-1531 for engine service. Husker Power Products of Hastings.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back to a two-possession ball game here. It's 54-48 after Nick Stein throws up a free ball from the left side of the lane. Stein now with 22 in the ball game. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Stirrup will get it in. They get it to a Hamburger. Hamburger races the ball down the right sideline. Hamburger dumps it off. Here's a shot up there and in by Matt Kissinger. Kissinger gets the field goal. He's got 9 points. Hamburger took that one all the way, coast to coast, and then dumped it off in the last second to Kissinger, who lays it in. Here's Stein with the ball. Now to Ashton Dirks. Now to Stein again. Jumps back. Takes another three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Stirrup. 30 seconds to play. St. Cecilia now leading 56-48. Here's a foul that's going to be called. Ashton Dirks wraps up Matt Kissinger right at the 10-second line. Dirks missed a personal foul. That's going to be his first. So going to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia is going to be Matt Kissinger. We will name a player of the game coming up and also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Kissinger, he has got 9 points in the ball game, 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. His shot is no good. He'll get one more. Again, Adams Central is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Here comes Calvin Ott back in. Here comes Obermiller back in. Kierkegaard and Hollister will come to the bench. 27 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's 56-48. St. Cecilia with the lead. Next shot is up there by Kissinger. That's off of the left side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Obermiller of Adams Central. Gets it to Dirks. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's good. Ashton Dirks nails his second three-pointer. That's now a 56-51 ball game, but only 15 seconds to play. And now St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. Hawks will call a timeout with 12.7 seconds to play. We'll take another break with the score. St. Cecilia 56, Adams Central 51.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boar's Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boar's Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boar's Floors in Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Fun food, non-stop sports action, breakfast served on the weekends, and play Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill. Rivals is celebrating its first anniversary Saturday, February 19th. Celebrate with food and drink specials and prizes all day, even some free refreshments. A live band starting at 9. The first anniversary celebration of Rivals Bar and Grill, Saturday, February 19th. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 12.7 seconds to play in regulation. 56-51, St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks will inbound the ball. Stirrup will get it in here to Hamburger, and he's going to be fouled immediately by Ashton Dirks. Second foul on Ashton. That's just in Hamburger to the free throw line. Bill, so far tonight, he's got 11 points in the ball game. He's 0 of 2 from the free throw line, 63% for the season. So it's 56 to 51. We're down to 11.6 seconds to play. So Hamburger will have a couple of shots here. Looks at the bucket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. St. Cecilia has now missed three free throws in a row. Again, the Hawks, not a real good foul shooting team. 56% for the season. Next shot is up there by Hamburger. That one is good. So now it's 57 to 51. Adam Central quickly down the right sideline. That's Barrett with the ball. Gets it back out to Overmiller. NBA three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. Rebound Stirrup. Stirrup is going to be fouled into play here by Nick Stein. So Overmiller cranks up the three ball there that would not go, and that's pretty much going to be the ball game. 2 seconds to play. 57 to 51. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Adams Central. And Zach Stirrup will go to the free throw line. He's got 19 points in the basketball game tonight. 9 field goals, and he's 1 for 4 from the free throw line. So Stirrup throws up the foul shot. It's good. Kevin Ryan's going to check into the ball game now. Joel Groppel is going to check in. Simon Ostrander will check in for the final 2 seconds. 58 to 51. St. Cecilia with the lead as Stirrup will go back to the line here. His shot is up there, and that one is around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Adam Central's Kierkegaard, and that's the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Adam Central tonight in boys high school basketball. A good contest here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium as St. Cecilia wins it by 7 over Adams Central. The final score, the Blue Hawks 58 and the Patriots 51. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Rivals Bar & Grill is celebrating its first anniversary Saturday, February 19th. Celebrate with food and drink specials and prizes all day. A live band at 9. Join the Rivals team for the first birthday party Saturday, February 19th. Rivals Bar & Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Adams Central in boys high school basketball. Final score of 58-51. Adams Central led 15-14 after the first quarter. We were tied up at 26 at halftime. St. Cecilia had a 39-37 advantage after three quarters. And the Blue Hawks then outscoring Adams Central 19-14 in the final quarter. And the Blue Hawks knock off Adams Central tonight by a score of 58-51. So St. Cecilia goes to 14 wins, 5 losses on the season. They will get ready for second-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic coming up on Friday nights here at the Chapman Gym. Adams Central drops to 13 wins and 5 losses. They've now lost 2 games in a row. And the Patriots will get ready for second-ranked Ravenna coming up on Thursday at the Patriot Gym. Nick Stein led the way for Adams Central tonight. He scores 22 points in the ballgame. Brady Barrett had 11. 8 points for Matt Overmiller. 6 for Ashton Dirks. 2 for Calvin Ott. And 2 for Jake Fowler. Adams Central shot only 5 free throws tonight. They were 2 out of 5. From the charity stripe. Hastings St. Cecilia got 22 free throws off tonight, but they converted on only 8 of those. They were led by Zach Stirrup. He had a big night, a monster night tonight for the big guy. Scores 20 points in the ball game, including 13 in the first half. Phil Hamburger had 12. Cesar Tino had 10 points, including 8 in the second half. Matt Kissinger had 9, 4 for Ryan Sheehy, and 3 for Mike Hannon. So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Adams Central. Final score of 58-51. Stick around. We've got our players of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Bolin at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
You'll score the best meat at the best prices when you shop at Custom Pack in Hastings. Cut out the grocery store markup and go directly to the source for your beef, pork, buffalo, chicken, and seafood. Beef sides and quarters are available for your freezer, and there's a full array of marinades, spices, soups, and more. Check out the weekly specials and give them a try. Custom Pack at 601 West J in Hastings is proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
So St. Cecilia wins both ends of the doubleheader here tonight. In the girls' game, it was 81-19, St. Cecilia blasting Adams Central. In the boys' game, it was much closer. Blue Hawks over the Patriots by the score of 58-51. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. We'll come back and name several players of the game here tonight. And this exciting doubleheader at the Chapman Gym. We'll do that right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Tonight, first of all, for the Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball team, Chanel Farmer. Farmer ends up scoring 16 points in the ball game tonight for St. Cecilia. She knocked down a couple of three-pointers and had 5 2-point field goals, did not get to the free throw line. Farmer scored 9 points in the first half, came back with 7 more in the second half. So Chanel Farmer will be our player of the game for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. For the St. Cecilia boys basketball team, a monster night tonight for the big guy inside, the 6'10" senior, Zach Stirrup, scores 20 points in the ball game. He also pulled down 12 rebounds. So a double-double here tonight for Zach Stirrup. 20 points, 12 rebounds. Scored 13 in the first half, 7 more in the second half. Zach Stirrup will be our player of the game for St. Cecilia. And for Adams Central, Nick Stein. Stein had 5 2-point field goals and 4 3-pointers. And he was 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Stein leads the Patriots in scoring here tonight. So Nick Stein for Adams Central. Zach Stirrup for Hastings St. Cecilia boys. Chanel Farmer for the St. Cecilia girls are players of the game tonight as St. Cecilia takes a couple of ball games here tonight from the Adams Central Patriots. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Get back to the Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Adams Central, the score of 58-51. And St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher joins us on the post game, and Coach, obviously, got to be happy with what your team got done here tonight.
Yeah, we did a lot of things well in a lot of areas, and, you know, it's time for improvement, trying to take little steps and try to get a little bit better this time of the season. And when you're playing a solid opponent like Adams Central, you know, they're going to test you in a lot of different areas, and I thought we kind of responded as the game went on.
Kind of joked when you got up here, I'd like to see about three or four more quarters. That was just a good, solid basketball game.
I'm sure it was really fun. It was, you know, even amazing at times when the shots that we hit at end of quarters, both teams, and some really what I would call slop shots, bank three-pointers, and kids throwing stuff off after contact. But that's kids making plays, and that's what we talked about, you know, Monday at practice. We said there's going to be some things happen this week that probably haven't happened all year, whether it's just the atmosphere or whether it's a kid making a crazy play or a crazy shot, you know, and everybody keep your poise, but enjoy it. You know, these kids, this is they're 17, 16, 18 years old, and here they are trying to entertain, you know, 1,500 spectators and, you know, do their best. And I said, just go out and enjoy it because nothing's on the line. You just got to go out, you know, and put your best out there. And I thought we played real well.
Maybe the key to the ball game, you're just looking at your shot chart in front of you. You guys were able to get the ball inside, and Zach Stirrup, a big guy in a big game, comes up a monster for you tonight.
Yeah, we've noticed his practices have been better in the last week and a half, and not that they were bad, but it's just the fact that his a little more bounce in his step, and I don't know if that has to do with all the pressure being off with the Big Red and so forth. And, you know, I talked to him before the game. I said, you know, you got 6 weeks left, hopefully, in your season, you know, and you really want to remember this last month and a half of the season with, you know, how did you contribute and help your team? And sometimes that's all it takes. You know, kids are kids, and they'll respond. And, you know, he's the type of kid that wants to finish it off right. So hopefully this is a good start to a long rest of the season.
Do we give credit to the guards tonight for getting the ball inside, Zach?
Yeah, they did. I thought we played with our best intelligence in the half court, you know, all year. You know, they were doubling at times. They were, you know, sometimes just single coverage, but our guards have done a great job of getting the ball inside, you know, and then he's as good a passer out of the post as there is. So you know, when you have that big a target, we've told them all year, you got to use it. And you know, it frees some other things up, whether it's a three-point shot or a drive or a cut to the basket.
Hamburger, Tino, all picking up some big buckets in the second half, some crucial threes too at the real crucial times.
Yeah, you know, Phil Hamburger, you just can't say enough. He's done so much for our team here since he got healthy at the beginning of the year. And you know, bringing the ball up, he probably, you know, thinks he could be a little bigger scorer. But right now he's handling the point guard. He's playing great defense in the second half on Stein. And then Cesar Tino, you're right. He's been – it doesn't shake him. That's one thing. He's missed his first two, and he comes back and hits his next two. So it does not shake him at all to for a sophomore to come in and hit some clutch shots like that.
And it's amazing when we talked to Zach Foster during the pregame show. He thought that Cesar might be one of your most valuable players on the team because he does so much for you guys.
Yeah, he does. He does for a sophomore. He's got great poise, and we stuck him on Brady Barrett there for a while tonight, and we just said, you got to step up, and if he gets touches, that's not what not what we want. And he had a little bit of foul trouble, not to his fault or anything. He just was doing a great job, but the value of each of these kids to everybody's team at this time of the year is big, and we played mostly seven kids tonight, and I thought they all contributed real well.
You shoot 62%. We had you in the ball game tonight, 24 out of 39. I like your chances.
Yeah, I wish we could hit free throws at 62%.
that was next. Your free throw's not very good.
Yeah, the field goal percentage, that we value that a lot. We take a look. That's about the only stat I really ever put a lot of stock in, because if you're shooting a pretty good percentage, you evidently are getting good shots. And looking at our shot chart, we had a lot of inside the lane or right outside the lane. Ryan Sheehy hit two big shots, and he's hit those all year in practice. It's just a matter of him feeling comfortable. And we've been telling him in the last 2 weeks, we said, you're going to have to step out and knock down that 12-15 footer, because we don't have that type of player really in our team. So he did a great job of having the confidence to hit those shots. And when you get 5, 6, 7 kids contributing in the scoring column, that makes a big difference.
So you hold Adams Central to 51 points tonight. Kind of played your type of game, the tempo you guys wanted to play tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, I think we definitely just wanted to limit their possessions as much as we could, because, boy, it was a bear down there on the other end trying to guard them. The first quarter I kind of knew coming out that, we'd have to weather a storm if they got hot, and they definitely came out with, fire in their eyes and hit some deep threes, and Stein was taking it the hole and hitting his shots. So, any time you get two or three players as good as they have offensively, it's really tough to guard. And I thought our kids adjusted well and just, limited what they were good at.
So now you have Wednesday, Thursday, and now you get ready for a team called Central Catholic on a Friday.
Yeah, what a matchup. 20-0, number one team in the state in my eyes. They are definitely the best team in this area, and they've proven it because they've done everything that they've needed to do all season long. So, I told our kids this is going to be a great week, because of the fact that you get them both on your home court. It's our seniors' last game at home, and these seniors have contributed a ton to this program, in the last 4 years. So, it'll be exciting. I'm sure we'll get a big crowd again. And, if you get this good a game, you should probably back into the office and ask for a little more money the way this is going.
Friday will be a wild one, and then, of course, this Saturday you guys play at the Heartland Event Center. So savor this one. We will see you on Friday.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Yep,
thanks
for
all the coverage.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head man for Hastings St. Cecilia. He'll come back and check the final numbers in the ball game right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
St. Cecilia ended up shooting 24 out of 39 tonight for 62%. Adams Central was 20 out of 46 for 43%. On three-pointers tonight, St. Cecilia was 4 out of 6 for 67%. Adams Central was 9 out of 21 for 43%. So St. Cecilia is shooting 4 out of 6 from three-point range. Adams Central is 9 out of 21. Rebounds were dead even tonight at 24 apiece. Turnovers, St. Cecilia had just 8. Adams Central had just 7. A well-played basketball game. St. Cecilia had 1 steal, 4 for Adams Central in the ball game. 2 block shots for St. Cecilia and 1 for Adams Central. Again, the Blue Hawks knocking off Adams Central tonight, 58-51. Tom Slechta, the assistant coach, going to join us for Adams Central. And, Coach, I was just talking with Coach Asher. I would like to see that to about 3 or 4 more quarters. That was a whale of a basketball game.
We were looking at it, and we had rebounds like 26-25. Like you just said, turnovers, we had us for 8, but you had us for 7. We'll take that, whatever, 7-8. We looked at the field goal percentages. They were almost identical. They shot 53% from the field. We shot 46, but we shot some more threes. And so up and down the line, it was just a well-played game. You didn't see a lot of mistakes. Both teams' players made plays, and give credit to, the Sheehy kid steps out and hits 2 or 3 jumpers, and Stirrup hit a couple J's for him. So, and that's what good teams do. They have guys step up at the right time. So it was a great game.
Zach Stirrup inside for St. Cecilia. A double-double for him tonight. He guys had some tough times handling him inside.
You know, we really did. He went 9-16. He had 13 of his points in the first half. He had 7 in the second. We think we did a better job at the end of the second quarter, into the second half. I mean, you just cannot let him drop step over his left shoulder and finish, and we were letting him do that. And it was you know, by more than one guy, we were just playing poor position defense on him. And then into the second quarter and in the second half, we did a better job of forcing him to do things he didn't want to do. And he had, I think, a couple two-point baskets in the second half and then some free throws.
For Adams Central tonight, Nick Stein, boy. Whale of a ball game for him. Big players are coming up with some big performances here in this one, huh?
Yeah, they really are. And we told our guys, you know, these next, you know, into this whole stretch, these next five games, we got St., Ravenna, Gretna, Hastings High, Kearney Catholic before districts. And we just need guys to step up. And Nick Stein, he's been huge. He had 25 against Kearney Catholic on Saturday night. He had 22 tonight, 15 in the first. I think he had 15 in the first against Kearney Catholic, too. And he's a great player. It's just one of those things where he now is believing in himself. He knows we believe in him. He started the season kind of slow, and from the outside, and now he's just, you know, he's hotter than a pistol, and you got to guard him. I mean, he's a good player, and he can drive it, and he can finish in the lane, and he's tough because he can elevate and get up and finish there too. So we're going to need Nick Stein to be big because, you know, Brady and Matt are scoring in double figures, and you got to guard them, and so he just brings another dynamic to the team, Mike.
Coach, where was this game won at down the stretch?
You know, we really think it was one on the boards. Even though it was 26-25, there was that critical moment where Hamburger drove, missed a shot, and then I think Stirrup or Hamburger rebounded, missed another shot, and they got a second putback. And so we thought that was really big. And in the second quarter, they had one or two of those too. And, you know, even though the boards were even, it's sometimes about where you get your rebounds and if you finish on them. So on a couple of our offensive boards, we didn't get easy putbacks. You know, they got, I think, 3 or 4 putbacks off of boards, and we got 1 or 2. And to somebody who's an average fan, you might go, oh, you know, no big deal. That's a big deal in a game like this. And so I think they made a couple of those plays that hurt us.
Guys, learn a little bit now as you head into another little crucial stretch. Like you said, it doesn't get any easier. You got ranked teams from here on out, don't you, except for Hastings High. And you know that's just going to be a battle because it's another crosstown rival for you.
Yeah, everybody we play is going to come out, and it's going to be an intense game, an emotional game with all of them. Ravenna and Kearney Catholic, basically, if we went out, we could be playing for the conference, you know, championship against Kearney Catholic on that Friday night. You know that Gretna is going to be great at the event center. And then, again, like you said, Hastings High will just be a packed house over at our place. So yeah, this is what you want to do before districts. And we told our guys, your job right now as players is just to get better from day to day. And we got to get ready for Ravenna on Thursday now. I mean, it's going to be a whale of a ball game, so we got to go get ready for Ravenna.
Okay, thanks for stopping up.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Yep, Tom Slachter, the assistant coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots are dropping this one tonight to Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 58-51. So a great basketball game here tonight comes to a screeching halt as the Blue Hawks win it 58-51 on the boys' side of things. No match in the girls' contest. St. Cecilia winning by the score of 81-19. We've got Hastings College basketball coming your way tomorrow night. We will be in Crete as Doan and Hastings College will score off in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Airtime will be at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon, 6 o'clock for the women's ball game, and it'll be 8 o'clock for the guys down in Crete tomorrow night. So join us for the play-by-play right here on 1230 KHIS. We'll have it for you. Then on Thursday, we'll be with the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. They will play at Sutton on Thursday. We'll have the action for you. Then the St. Cecilia boys will play against the Grand Island Central Catholic on Friday. We'll have that ball game for you as well here on 1230 KHIS. So I'll wrap things up from the Chapman Gymnasium for tonight. For 1230 KHIS Sports, I'm Mike Will.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.